Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks is back with us, and you're going to be interested in this. How to be led by God in the end of days. That's where we are. We're at the end of days.
Yeah, we are.
And it's important all of your life that you know how to be led by God. If you're led by God, you'll be at the right place at the right time. If you're not, you stand a good chance to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. It can save your life. It can prosper you. It can bless you. So, Billy, we're all ears.
You're exactly right about that, Gloria. It's always been important to be led by God, to marry the right person, to make the right investments, to walk here so that you could be used by God. But it's more important now than ever. Now it is so important that it could be, don't go into that
life
cafe,
saving.
Right now. Somebody's about to bomb it. Or you can use your authority to stop the bombing. So we talked about authority of the believer yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in these things. That's being led by God. I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin, as you know, from 1970 to 1980, editing his books. The Lord told him, Kenneth E. Hagin Sr., to get all of his teachings into print. And so I had the blessing of helping him with that. And I'll never forget that day that he walked into my office and he said, this was probably 1978, 79. And he said, I just came back from Colorado, and while I was in the hotel room praying, the Lord dealt with me about something I've missed doing. He said, he appeared to me in 1959 in El Paso, Texas. Now that was 20 years before. And he taught me, Brother Hagin was in a hospital room. What was he doing in a hospital room in a hospital bed? Gloria, do you remember how when we used to go to those first meetings, this will be like the Stone Ages to some of you all out there, but people would bring their own tape recorders with those reel tapes.
Fill up the front of
Fill up the whole front of the platform, and then they have a little places you could, power outlets.
Yeah.
Well, he was preaching in El Paso, Texas, and he got tangled up
in
those,
and
he fell off the platform. And so they insisted, the church insisted that he go to the hospital, that he get his elbow x-rayed. He hurt his elbow. And so on the way there, God said to him, I'm going to appear to you. So he said it was like an audible voice. So he's in the hotel room at night. Everybody's gone home. He's not really sick, but they ask him to stay overnight for observation. So he's sitting up in bed actually studying the Word. And he hears footsteps coming down the hall. And in through the door, he saw white. He thought it would be a nurse. It was Jesus. And he said every hair on his body stood up straight. And Jesus walked over to the foot of the bed. He got a straight chair. He pulled it around to the side of Brother Hagin. And he sat in that chair for an hour and 30 minutes and talked to Brother Hagin about the ministry of the prophet. And that's when he told him, the most important subject you can teach my children in the end of days, in the latter days, is how to be led by the Spirit of God.
Uh-huh. You know, I've never heard any testimony like that before.
No.
And so that must be how important it was.
Whoa!
That God get that into the earth and into His people.
Yes, and Brother Hagin, who had 8 visions of Jesus, had never had one like that. And where it lasted for an hour and a half. So you brought out a great point there. How important that was. So how important is it for you?
Oh, my.
And for me.
Well, how important was it for us? It changed everything.
It changed everything, Gloria.
From darkness to light, from sickness to health, from poverty to prosperity. It's vital.
It's vital. And you and I and Ken and many others were blessed to hear early on in our ministries.
That's right.
When we were just starting out, how to be led by the Spirit of God. It's so important to be led by the Spirit of God in your ministry.
Well, it's necessary.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You and Ken, for instance, I know that you used to be a little girl who was a cheerleader for the Red Devils. Well, how did this little girl who's a cheerleader for the Red Devils get to where you are today?
You could say how this ignorant little girl.
But you know, there you were, and now here you are. And Gloria, all over the world, people are watching today. Some people in Russia are hearing us speak in Russian. Awesome. And some people are hearing us speak in Spanish.
amazing.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
And so it's happened because you heard God tell you how did it happen that you're on daily TV?
The Lord spoke to do it. Told Ken to do it. Go on TV daily.
Daily? Mm-hmm. And I know you questioned how to do it.
Well, we didn't have the money to do that. And how would you do that daily?
Yeah, how do you do it?
I don't know. We did it.
And then you questioned it. I know you questioned it. And then one day you were in, where were you at? You were in Texarkana at the Denny's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
where we were impressed to do it.
Yeah.
In Denny's and Texarkana, we went on television. Was it television then or daily television?
Yeah, daily television.
And so we just said, well, let's just do it. So we came home and we just did what we could do, the next step, and then the next step.
Do you mean that God could leave someone, He could lead someone sitting in Denny's?
I can tell you.
Having a meal?
Yep.
God can lead you?
Yep.
And you can hear Him?
He can lead you anywhere.
And then you took that step that right now has us all over the world.
It's amazing.
See, following God. Yeah. If you follow God.
Oh, and what a life. It's not a chore. It's not something you dread. It's something it's a blessing. I mean, you get to do things you never thought about. Because you've heard from God and you take a step at a time and a step at a time. And some of you I'm talking to right now have been called to the ministry and you think, well, I just don't see how I could do that. You don't have to see how. Just take the next step.
That's right.
And then the next step. And then the next step.
Yes. Because you can hear God. God made it possible that He leads His children.
That's right. Thank you,
Jesus. He has always been involved from the beginning in leading people. I'm going to give you just two scriptures.
This is a great teaching. It's so important.
Oh,
so
of utmost importance. It's what the Lord told me.
It's life-changing and life-saving.
Yes. In the Old Testament, I'm going to give you one scripture which promises that God leads you. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye.
How do you interpret that, guide thee with mine eye? He'll keep his eye on you.
He'll keep his eye on you. And He'll guide you in the way you should go. That word way right there is derek, D-E-R-E-K.
And direction, is that from
direction? Well, it's your life path.
Where we get direction, maybe?
Yeah, it's your life path. See, everybody, I saw this in a couple of people who have been to heaven. Sigmund, what was his name, Richard? Sigmund, I think. He saw when he got, God took him to heaven after he died in a crash. And he came back and he saw that each one of us had a path, had a destiny, and there were books there as to whether we reached that destiny or not. There's recently been a man that was on Sid Ross Hendrickson. He saw the same thing, that we each have a destiny, a path, and that's that way, in the way. It's a very strong Hebrew word. It's the derek. I will instruct you and teach you in the derek which you shall go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Now think about it, Gloria. If God has a destiny for Gloria, and He has a path for you, and when you get there to heaven, to the judgment seat of Christ, you don't have to go to the judgment seat for your sin. Jesus did it. But there is a place where you receive reward. And so you get there, and then it says you are given rewards for the deeds done in your body. I remember one time Brother Copeland talking about how the Lord told to him, there are people who are called to be evangelists and they never preached a sermon in their lives. Mm. Well, they're not going to get full reward.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to be happy. Everybody's happy. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. But there is a reward system and there's rank in resurrection. We can see that from Hebrews chapter 11. It talks about those who receive a better resurrection. So whatever it means, it's good for you to walk on that derek, that path that God has for you.
He shall direct your path.
And He will direct that path. And actually, that's what the
scripture... And it doesn't really, I mean, just looking at Ken in my life, it doesn't matter how far away you are from that path.
He can get you on it.
He can get you on it.
If you listen to Him.
If you listen.
And you obey.
Yeah.
And that's what the Hebrews think. That scripture we're always using, train up a child in the way he should go. Mm-hmm. They know that is derek. And so parents are expected to train children up for the path that God has appointed they should take. And if they deem early in life that their child is to be a doctor, then they do everything they can to help him be that. So
sometimes they do that when that's not his calling.
Yeah, exactly right. But we won't go there. Praise the Lord. But now that's an Old Testament, and oh, the Old Testament's filled with promises to lead you. Just think about Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters into lush green pastures.
I think that's encouraging.
But just stop with He leads me. There's the promise right there in Psalm 23, which most people know, He leads me.
So and He leads
promise,
you.
Yeah.
Then the rest of that promise is He leads you in good places.
Yes.
He leads you beside still waters.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Lush
Where
green pastures.
Good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So His promise is there from kiver to kiver.
So the key to life that is good, worth living, and blessed is to give Him a place so He can direct your path.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to come in. I mean, it could be, and I'm sure He's done it maybe sometime, but He's not come in to slap you off the bar stool, you know, or whatever. It's when you go after Him, He comes after, He manifests Himself after you.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right?
And then you can train your human spirit, because we're going to talk later about how He guides
how
you in your human spirit. Through word, study of the word,
Changes
through
everything.
Prayer, through meditation with God.
Praise
you
God.
Prepare yourself to receive His leading. You dedicate
yourself.
He can
take you from anywhere to anywhere if you'll start listening to the Lord.
That's exactly right. And
the high places on the earth.
And in the new covenant, whoa, what a deal we've got.
Yeah.
Jesus said, it's better for you that I go, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit cannot
come. So it is better. He said so.
Oh, it is better, because now, He said, the Holy Spirit's been with you. He's talking to those disciples.
That's a good
He's
point.
Walked with you, but now He's going to be where?
In me.
In me.
Talking to me.
Talking to me.
Directing my path.
Directing me.
Woo!
Woo! We could get happy glory and run
we
around
could.
This table.
I'm telling you, that's awesome.
John 16:13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, these are Jesus' words, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come.
Isn't that a good way to say
Well,
think about now. He will guide you into all truth. When you didn't even know truth. You didn't even know there was such a thing as truth. He can guide you and does guide you into everything you need to know.
And He's the guide.
And He continues to do it throughout your whole life if you listen to Him.
He's the guide inside.
He's the guide inside. I like that.
You know, we were once in Washington, D.C., and we had gone there for a prayer meeting. And so I took a part of our family, and we got on a bus, and we took a guided tour of Washington, D.C. And Chip, you know, my son, he's independent. He's going to get his own car and go where he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we come back.
I'm going to go with the guy.
At the end of the day, we come back, and we're so refreshed. And Chip has been fighting Washington, D.C. traffic. He's been, you know how it's built on a circle. It's terrible. It was built long ago, and the streets all converge in a circle. And he couldn't figure out where he was, and he has lost all of his peace. And he comes back, and all of the people who went with me, they're so excited about everything they saw. They hardly saw anything. Why?
Because they had a guide that knew what he was doing.
We had a guide
that's
knew
right.
what he was doing. So this Holy Spirit, Jesus is much better. Mm-hmm. He's going to live inside you. And I wrote down by the sign of my Bible.
It changes everything.
It changes everything. We have a guide inside, and He will show you things to come. Now, the Companion Bible says that can be translated the coming things. There are a lot of things coming right
things.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, Gloria, people need to know the coming things. And the Holy Spirit will keep you advised of the coming things. And we're going to talk about this week how you cooperate with Him so that He can talk to you.
Oh, that's going to be good. I'm eager to hear that.
Now, the verse before that verse, John 16:12 says, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. He says, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Jesus couldn't tell them to them. They weren't ready for it. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, shall come, He will guide you Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So then it's better now. He's guiding us. There were things that Jesus could not say to them. They had to be revealed by the Holy Spirit. So you and I, we live in the time when He lives inside us and He is our teacher. John 14:25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
I can't imagine trying to live now without that.
Without that.
Not knowing what you're to do next.
No!
Not knowing the truth. Not knowing you're healed already, you're delivered. Oh.
What if Gloria Copeland had to plan everything, just you?
We'd be in trouble.
We'd be in trouble.
We'd be in big trouble.
This is what Alexander McLaren wrote in his book, With Christ in the Upper Room. Every believing soul has this divine spirit for his teacher. And may, if we will,
that's awesome.
Learn of Him and be led by Him into profounder knowledge of that great Lord. The belief in the actual presence with the church of a spirit that teaches all faithful members thereof is far too much lost out of sight of the common Christianity of this day. Now, he's writing in 1890. We trust this better now.
Amen.
Listen to this statement. We ought to be the standing influence of the reality of a supernatural influence.
Praise God.
If there is a standing influence of the reality of a supernatural influence, it's Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's the truth. I mean, I know from
it was a miracle, I'm telling you.
I know from where you were and cooked your potatoes in a coffee pot.
I
know of these stories, and I've been around you all your lives. I know when you didn't used to like to speak.
No.
And then God told you to have a healing school.
Yeah, He did.
And you did what?
I did it.
You obeyed. Praise the Lord.
And has it ever been a blessing? I would have missed so much if I hadn't obeyed God.
And people would have missed healings.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Gloria. Yes.
He never detracts. He always adds to. His plan is the best plan.
And you're a step.
You may not even could see it at the moment.
Well, probably not.
But His plan is the best plan. Just step by step.
And you are that standing influence.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, I'm so grateful that we got to.
And praise
the
Lord.
He led us to where we heard something.
Yes.
I mean, where I grew up, you didn't hear anything like that about the Holy Ghost or supernatural knowledge.
He'll guide you.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, you know, it's important for you to find out where your church is and begin to hear. And watch the things on television that are available when people preach you the Word of God. It changes everything. And then you begin to grow and you understand and you help people.
Influence.
Yeah.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.